Good evening. Welcome. My name is Summer Lacey, and I serve alongside Christy Davis and, of course, Dave Edwards as the leaders of Bible study at Church Project. Christy and I also serve as the directors of Seek and Find Collaborative, which is the ministry that produces the Bible study curriculum that we're using. So on behalf of everyone who volunteered from the very first draft of writing this study to everything it takes to pull off a study of this scale at Church Project, we thank you for being here. We welcome you to Church Project, and we are very excited to kick off our study of the Book of Judges. So we like to begin every semester of study by coming together as a large group, just simply to discuss with you the mechanics of this study. So by the time we dismiss you to your small groups, and hopefully about 15 minutes, you're going to have a really good understanding of how this study works, of what you can expect from us as the leaders of this Bible study, and in fact, what we expect from you so that we can have a very fruitful 10 weeks of study together. So as you came in today, every one of you should have received a study guide that looks like this one, and you can see everything that I'm about to go over in the next 15 minutes on page 6 to 7 of that study guide so that you can refer back to it often. But my goal in this opening session is to cover two things, and that is the process and the purpose of our Bible studies. I want you to understand exactly how we have chosen to approach our study of God's Word and why we have chosen to do it that way. So each week, our study of God's Word is going to be divided into three distinct steps that are always going to occur in the exact same order. And those steps are listen, lean in, and learn. And each of those three main parts are going to contribute to one of our ultimate goals for this study, and that is that it would be an active learning environment. Now, I say active learning environment, so I mean that in opposition to a passive learning environment. Most of the context in which we tend to study the Bible tend to be passive learning environments. So an example of that is when you go and you listen to somebody teach on a portion of Scripture before you've actually been in that portion of Scripture yourself, working to see what it says and working to understand what it means. So in that context, you would be a passive learner because you're simply taking in information. And although there's absolutely nothing wrong with that, we have specifically worked to create these studies so that they would fulfill a different need. So in these studies, we want you to be active learners. That means that we want you to participate in uncovering what the text says, what it means, and how it applies to your life. So we have very intentionally put into place these three parts of the study to make and keep this an active learning environment. So the first part of our study is what we call listen, and that is because the first thing that we want you to do as active learners every week is to listen to the voice of God as he speaks to you through Scripture, and you're going to do that as you work your way through the questions in our study guide. Each and every question in this study guide has been written and organized in such a way to actually help you become a better student of the Bible. We do not only want to study the Bible with you for these next 10 weeks, but we actually want that through our time of study together, you would become a better student of the Bible yourself. So in order to do that, the questions in this study guide are going to teach you three fundamental skills that are going to enable you in the future to work your way through any portion of Scripture. And those skills are comprehend, interpret, and apply. So first, let's talk about those comprehend or comprehension questions. Those questions are going to ask you to take a close look at exactly what the text says by leading you through a very intentional and thorough reading of the text. So laying eyes on every word, helping you to see details that you might otherwise miss. These questions are also going to help you to uncover any faulty assumptions that you might carry with you into your study of Scripture regarding what Scripture says or what Scripture doesn't say, because you are actually going to see for yourself what the text of Scripture says. Next, we're going to go to interpretation questions, and those questions help you uncover what the text means. There is a single God-intended meaning behind every single word of Scripture. But what I have found is that we very often miss that meaning, and it is so often because we have been taught to ask the wrong question. The question that so many of us have been taught to ask when it comes to Bible study is, what does this mean to me? But the question we should be asking is, what did God mean when he gave us this? You see how that first question kind of constrains your understanding of the text to what you already know and what you already understand in your own finite, limited human knowledge. But that second question trains us to search the heart and the mind of God, seeking what he meant by giving us any portion of Scripture. And there are so many different tactics and techniques that we can use to uncover God's intended meaning in Scripture. And that is the very exciting work that we get to do in the interpretation questions. So finally, only after we see what the text says, and then we come to a better understanding of what the text means, will we move on to the application questions. And those are the questions that draw your attention to how the text impacts your life personally. Now, it is a very good and right thing to want to know how the text of Scripture impacts you personally, but we're going to come to learn together that application is not something that can be rushed. And that is quite simply because until we rightly understand what the text means, we have no hope of rightly applying it to our lives. So we work to comprehend and then to interpret and then to apply. So we have organized this study so that the first thing we are going to ask you to do each and every week is simply read through the designated portion of Scripture. And we're going to ask you to look very intentionally for everything God says and everything God does. We want to unashamedly train you to look first for God in every portion of Scripture. Then after you do that, we're going to take you back to the text with a series of comprehension questions. Then we're going to take you back to the text with a series of interpretation questions. And then guess what? We're going to go back to the text again for a series of application questions. And both the order of that process and the repetition involved in that process is very important. And that's because every single one of you entered into this room tonight at a different level of Bible literacy and understanding. And our goal in writing these studies is that they would be something that every single one of you could complete. So even if you are a brand new student of Scripture, we know that you can at least do three things every week. You can read the assigned portion of Scripture, you can pick out everything that God does and everything that God says, and you can also work your way through those comprehension questions. Now, as we get into the interpretation and the application questions, you might have to slow down a bit. And there might even be some questions that you're not exactly sure how to answer, and that's okay. Because each of those skills, comprehension, interpretation, application, builds upon the other. So the most important thing you can do is simply work your way as far as you can through the material each week. And if you do that, you can be assured that you are, in fact, growing in your level of Bible literacy and knowledge, no matter where you started when you came in here. So one of the difficult parts for you all is going to be being realistic about what that growth looks like. We see people get so discouraged all the time in their study of Scripture because they somehow have this expectation that their growth is going to occur in leaps and bounds. But when growth occurs, it often happens at such a slow and incremental rate that is virtually imperceptible to the one who is experiencing it. So we ask you to trust the process. If you follow it, you will leave here in 10 weeks at a higher level of Bible literacy and knowledge than when you came in today. So as you work through the listen questions in your study guide, you are going to notice several different icons that we use to indicate different types of questions. So I want to introduce you to those. So questions marked with a book icon help you to make connections between the Old and the New Testaments. Questions marked with a cross icon draw your attention to how this Old Testament text points us directly to the person and work of Jesus Christ. And questions marked with an up arrow are meant to kind of push you a little. We want you to think critically. They might require a little bit time, a little bit more study, and they are optional. They're going to result in really great discussion, but don't stress over them and don't let them hold you up. If you can't make it through, feel free to skip right past those. So the content of this study guide is meant to provide you with a solid week's worth of material, and it is designed for you to study gradually throughout the course of a week, more so than it is designed for you to sit down with it really quickly earlier on a Tuesday and just try to make your way through it. I know that some of you are going to do what you want, but we really have found that that more gradual approach to the study of God's Word provides you with the time that you need to actually hear what the Lord might be speaking to you. So to allow you that time, we offer the following schedule as simply an example of how you might consider breaking your study time down each week. So we meet on Tuesdays, which means that a fresh week of Bible study actually begins for you on a Wednesday. So you might begin on Wednesday by reading through the text, picking out everything that God says and does. Then you can move on to comprehension on Thursday, interpretation on Friday, application on Saturday. And I want you to notice that that provides you with all of these days for you to sit with and think on and pray over the text. And at the end of each week of study, you will notice that we've actually provided you with some guidance on what you might want to consider doing that with that time. We suggest that you read the text repetitively, that perhaps you go back and read the previous week's text as well. Or if you want to get really wild, you could even read the entire book of Judges every week of this study. I know. I said wild. Settle down in the front row. You might also consider praying and meditating on key verses, and that's something that we're going to provide you guidance on as well. So keeping a gradual schedule like that one is going to help assure that you have had a good amount of time to spend in that text of Scripture so that you are primed and ready to go for our next two steps of the Bible study process, lean in and learn. So first, let me talk to you about lean in. That's the second part of our Bible study process. Remember, we've listened to the Word of God by studying through the text of Scripture, and then we're going to lean in to community through a small group discussion of the text. So when you come in here every Tuesday from here on out, you're going to go directly into your small groups for a time of discussion. Small group discussion time is a very important next step in our active learning process that is going to result in a deeper familiarity with and a deeper understanding of the text than you are likely to come to on your own. And this, I believe, is by God's design. I think He designed the Bible for us to study it together in community. So in your small group time, you're going to get to hear other people's thoughts and opinions of the text, and you're going to get to offer your own. And this discussion process is actually going to, over the course of time, build confidence in your own ability to hear God speak to you through the words of Scripture. Now, the goal of our small group time is for you to grow in your knowledge of the Lord and His Word through a time of intentional discussion with other believers. So to help your small groups actually achieve that goal, we have put some guidelines around what our small group discussions consist of every week. And you're going to get a copy of those guidelines when you go to your small groups in just a few moments, and your group leader will go over those with you. Every small group, as I mentioned, has a leader, and that leader is a co-learner of the material, and they are a facilitator of the discussion. And your leaders have been given two very important tasks when it comes to their group every week, and that is to keep you all on topic and on time. I can tell it's going to be hard because you guys are rowdy, but we're going to get there, okay? Your small group leader serves as a support to you during the 10 weeks of this study. So if you have any issues, please go to them. They are there to help you, and if they cannot, hopefully they will be able to find someone who can. So you've listened to the Word of God through your individual study of the text. You have leaned into community through a small group discussion of that same text. And then the final part of our Bible study process is what we call learn. And this is the teaching component of our Bible study process. So after small group time every week, we're going to end each Tuesday meeting with a large group time of teaching. And the teaching team this semester consists of myself and Christy Davis. And I want you to notice that the teaching time is the very last thing we do at Bible study each week. And we have designed it that way for a purpose. And that's because we don't want you to hear from anyone else what they think, what we think about the text, until you have had a chance to think on your own about what God is saying through the text. So our main goals as teachers is simply to help you grow in your confidence in your ability to study through Scripture on your own. So some of the things that we're going to do each week when we get up here is we're going to help you see how the small text of portion that we were looking at each week fits in the grand theme of the Bible story as a whole. We are also going to help unpack any potentially complicated information. And then finally, we are always going to aim to challenge you in your application of the material. If you happen to miss a Tuesday meeting, a video recording will be available of every week's teaching on our website, and when you go to your small groups, you are also going to be given a handout full of important links that will help you stay connected to us through the duration of the study. So I believe that that about sums up our process and purpose of Bible study. We listen, we lean in, we learn every week, and through that process of active learning, we are becoming better students of the Bible with each and every chapter.